It's time to spark your imagination with George Sparks' Book of the Month. This month, it's A Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt. Why read this book, George Sparks?
So I've been frustrated for years with the polarization of Americans around topics that involve science, such as climate change, energy, GMOs, vaccinations. And one of my trustees, Leo Tillman, suggested that I read this book. And it was transformational for me because for the first time, I really understand why we form the opinions we do, how we do that, and why they're based in evolution, which to me as a scientist makes it all work out even better.
So if folks pick up this book, what is their main takeaway?
Main takeaway is that as human beings, for eons, we have learned to make decisions with our intuition or our emotions. That's the elephant in Jonathan Haidt's metaphor. And reason is the little bitty rider that sits on top of us. And we would think that we would make these decisions emotionally and that the rider of reason would cause us to correct. But in fact, the rider of reason justifies what we choose emotionally. And that worked out well for millions of years as tigers were chasing us or we were trying to preserve our life or find the right place to live. And it works out well for most decisions like how to choose a spouse or where to live or who to work for. But it doesn't work well for wicked problems like climate change or vaccinations or GMOs.
Have you found that it's broadened your toolkit when you talk with people with whom you disagree?
Oh, absolutely. I think if I had read this book 10 years ago, I would have had a much calmer life. I would have been much less judgmental and much more empathetic with people that have differing opinions around issues around science than I do.
The museum is about to launch an exciting new project, an institute on science. How does this book inform your work as you develop that project?
So to create good public policy using science, we have to understand how people make decisions. Once we understand that they make these decisions emotionally and not rationally, we can begin to address them where they are, to tune our message to them so that the message is received. In the end, though, all of our decisions start with emotions and values and self-interest, and science comes into it relatively late, so we'd like to ensure that science is used appropriately in making good public policy. Not necessarily toward any specific policy, but just so that it's used well.
Thank you, George Sparks. The book is The Righteous Mind, Why Good People Are Divided by Politics and Religion by Jonathan Haidt.